Hello.
Hi, Kenyana. This is
Hey, I'm
Randy.
sorry
We
about
were on the
that. I'm
phone.
sorry.
That's
I'm
okay. You
sorry
don't
about
have to
that.
apologize. I just wanted, did you want to finish this? You're really almost done.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, give me one second because I'm with my kids and I'm trying to do five different things at one time. I'm
I
sorry.
know, I know. I got to tell you, really are so close to being finished here. And
Okay.
just a couple more questions, and I do have a firm that's going to take it. So do you want me to just go real fast?
Okay.
All right, let me go back. Where we were at is you wanted to change some dates. Do you remember what those were?
No, you said no. You asked me when was my
Treatment,
treatment?
correct,
But
correct.
yeah, March 17, 2024.
Okay, let's start there then. Thank you. 03/17/2024. Now, was that also with Dr. Israel?
Yes.
Okay, on San Pablo?
Yes.
I pre-filled that out. Please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
And your current marital status?
Single.
Thank you. And please spell your first name for me.
KENYANNA.
And please spell your last name for me.
VENEY.
Beney. Thank you. So I have Kenyana Venny. Thank you. Is there any suffix to your name?
No.
Thank you. And what is your social security number?
625-18-1255.
Thank you. And what's your best email?
KJ, my love,
Now slow down a little
314.
bit.
Oh,
Okay.
okay, I'm sorry. Now I gotta
That's
slow down.
So
KJ, my love.
KJ, my love.
KJ, 314.
314
At gmail.com.
at gmail.com. Just to confirm, it's KJMYLOVE 314 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have, oh, your phone number. They had the other guy's number in here. Let me pre-fill that out. I have 323-884-2334, correct?
Correct.
And you did receive a couple text messages from me?
Hold on a second. I did.
Okay, good.
Randy Reed.
That's me, just like the peanut butter cups. Now, is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone.
Phone. And what's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Anytime after 3.
Anytime after 3. Okay, and what is your address?
4148 Laughlin Place, Los Angeles, California, 9008, apartment 6.
Let me get the apartment from you again. I got it. Oh, California. There we go. Apartment 6, you said?
Apartment 6.
Gotcha. I know where that is. Now, you just read through medical records. So do you have medical records. Is that correct? Okay. Now, if the attorneys ask, but remember, one of the things that I'm going to ask you to sign is to pull the records directly from the hospital. But if the attorneys ask, you can provide those records by mail or electronically, correct?
No, they're just at the hospital.
Oh, okay. They're at the
No,
hospital. But you could pull them, though, and provide them to me if they have difficulty, though, correct? You know they exist.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Well, just confirm for me that you know that the records exist.
Okay, yes.
And if needed, you can get us copies of those from the hospital, if needed be. But the attorneys are going to try, okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And you'd be willing to mail those in electronically or via mail, whatever, correct? Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients become unresponsive. So please give me the first name of somebody, their phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe. You there? Hello, did I lose you again?
Hello.
There you are.
Okay, well, yeah, because I don't know, my service went out. Give me one second, one second, one second.
Okay, take your time.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I actually had one more question before you answer that last one. Your cancer diagnosis, did it happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry.
Okay, so when you got your cancer diagnosis, was that 2 or more years after you started using that product for at least a year?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Well, I already know the answer from what you told me, because didn't you say that you used it 7 years consecutively? I think I lost you again.
Okay, let me, so you want me to answer the question first, or you want me to give you the emergency contact?
I want you to answer the question, because you've kind of already given me the answer. The question was, did you use that product for at least one, or did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product for a full year? In other words, did you use it for a full year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
And was that diagnosis of cancer more than 2 years after that year that you used it?
I'm confused on the question.
Okay. So let's go back to 2017. Did you use it for the full year?
Yes.
How about 2018? Did you use it for the full year?
Yes.
How about 2019? Did you use it for the full year?
Yes.
Okay. So for those 3 years, that's 2 or more years consecutively that you did use it for at least 1 year, correct?
Okay,
so
yes.
That's 3 years. And that was, all three of those years are more than 2 years before you got your diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, your emergency contact, just need the first name of someone, their phone number, and who they are to you, friend, family, or foe.
Friend. The first name is Ashley.
Ashley. Okay. And what's Ashley's phone number?
Give me 1 second.
You got to go to your phone. I'm sorry.
323-722-3246. 3206.
Okay. Now, she's your friend?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. And like I said,
I'm just a little confused. I'm all over the place right now. I'm trying to do 5 things at one time.
Well, guess what? That was the last question.
Okay.
So let me just make sure, though, because I know you're a little confused, so I'm just going to confirm a couple things with you. None of these are going to be new questions, okay? So let's just make sure we got it right. I promise. I'll go real quick. You were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after you used the hair relaxer. You had the clear cell carcinoma as the subtype. You're filing this claim for yourself. You were diagnosed on 317 of 24. Dr. Jennifer Israel is your doctor. She's on San Pablo Street in Los Angeles. I have her phone number. So far, so good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You used that hair relaxer at least for a single year. Actually, it was quite a few years, but you did use it for a single year at least prior to being diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And on average, you said you used it approximately 8 times per year, but then you kind of said that you used it monthly, so we're going to go with 8 times per year, but obviously
okay.
There would be at a special occasion or something like that you might have done it again, right?
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you are a citizen of the United States. Your birth date is 10/31/1988. You've never had breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You used the hair relaxer in California. You started using it 3/2 of 2017. You stopped using it approximately 3/17 of 24. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you used it monthly, approximately, we just talked about that, and you did use it consecutively for 7 years. You did it at home.
Mm-hmm.
You used Dark
mm-hmm.
and Lovely.
Correct.
Your cancer diet, we just went over this one. Your cancer diagnosis did happen 2 or more years after you first started using that product for at least a year. And you got chemo. Now, was there anything else that they did besides chemo for you, by the way? I think we didn't finish that one. Did they give you meds?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and then that was Dr. Jennifer Israel. She's at San Pablo also, and you are female, you are single. It's K-E-N-Y-A-N-N-A, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And V-E-N-E-Y, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I have KJ, my love, 314-323-8842-2334, 4148 Lachlan Place, apartment 6, L.A. Yes, you've seen the medical records. You know they exist. If needed, you can get them for us. And Ashley's your emergency contact. Is that all correct?
Yes.
All
right. Yes.
Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No.
Okay. It's super, super easy. I promise it'll take you less than a minute. It's doing its thing right now. Let me send that to you. Once you've submitted this, sign this document to me, you'll have your claim filed. I'm going to text you a little bit more contact information. And what it says, let me see something here. Okay. Now, have you filed a claim already with us?
No.
Okay. Let me see something here. Now, I know you're doing about 50 things at once, but I've got to go take care of something on this. Would it be easier? Well, let me try something. I was going to say, would it be easier if I called you back? It's going to take me a couple of minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me do that, and I'll get right back to you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.